From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. We're coming up on the end of the month, and thousands of people who've lost income because of the coronavirus crisis are going to struggle to pay their May rent. Sarah Steinmeier works with Legal Services of Northern California. She says tenants who can't pay should tell their landlords in writing before the rent is due. Also, they should keep all documents proving that COVID-19 is the reason they lost income.
That might be a letter from their employer laying them off, or it might be a letter reducing their hours. It could be something showing that they had to stay home to care for a child due to school closures.
Now, California's courts have placed a freeze on eviction proceedings statewide, but there are no rules that exempt tenants from paying their rent. Advocates advise renters to pay if they can afford to. Meanwhile, some lawmakers have proposed legislation to give renters more time to pay back rent once the coronavirus emergency is lifted. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced yesterday that the city will close two more city streets to vehicles and open them up for pedestrians and bicyclists. Both John F. Kennedy Drive in Golden Gate Park and John F. Shelley Drive in John McLaren Park will be completely closed to vehicles through the duration of the stay-at-home order to ensure space for physical distancing for people walking, jogging, or biking. Breed said in a statement, quote, "We know that people need to go outside, whether to get exercise or just to clear their head, and closing JFK and Shelley Drive to cars will make it easier for people who choose to leave their home to stay 6 feet apart from others," unquote. She added that people should continue to stay home as much as possible and follow all public health recommendations. The two streets closed to vehicles yesterday add to a growing network of streets that have been temporarily closed to vehicles recently. Last week, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency opened up a number of streets to pedestrians and bicyclists as part of the Slow Streets program. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.